time?
A little before 5 p.m.
Mr. Walker, I said you had until 5 p.m.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
take a running jump at yourself.
I'm sorry you were the first one to go, because your colleague Morton Prince must die as well. Do you know this? You can save your life and his by talking.
Take a running jump
at yourself. Yes, I know. Very well.
It is 5 now, senor.
I wonder if they're hungry. The water seems very inviting.
You're bluffing. Both of you, and the other guy.
You think so? Right. Throw him in for gas. Oh, well. Quick little beggars, aren't they? Piranha.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
What's the matter? We don't got a Rio.
I told you.
Well, we can think up something to make it official. New York right now stinks. You know, Lee, people get so fed up with a heat wave like this that they jump out of windows.
Remind me to send you a wreath.
Very funny.
You think it'll be any cooler in South America?
Well, at least we can swim in the sea. Ollie, come on. Let's work a point. We can think up something or take a vacation.
We've just come back from one.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but... Oh, heck.
Hello?
Temper, temper.
Who is this?
Curtis Blumenthal's office. Hold on for Mr. Williams, please. For Mr. Masters.
Who is it?
Blumenthal's sidekick wants you.
Care to give me the phone?
Here. It just doesn't get any cooler.
Take a drink. Lots of rocks.
Hello? Mr. Masters?
Speaking.
Hold on, please.
Lee? Keith Williams.
Oh, hi, Keith. What gives with CIA?
Curtis asked me to call. He got sidetracked on something. You guys feel like a trip to Rio?
You're kidding.
Well, not Rio. South America, though. Bolivia.
What gives?
Trouble. Big trouble. I've cleared with Ames that you belong to CIA for the duration.
Duration of what?
Time it takes you to fix the case. Can you come over? Curtis will be back by then. It's a tough assignment, Lee, but I can't talk over the phone.
Sure, okay. Be with you in an hour. So long.
See ya.
Well, what do they want? Where are we going?
South America.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Mr. Walker.
He's dead.
Tigero?
Come along.
Any luck with Prince?
Well, how do I know? You've been sitting here in this room seeing that he doesn't run away.
What I meant was this. Now that one of the two American agents is dead, will we have any luck with Prince?
I don't know. Perhaps we're wasting our time. Perhaps they were up to nothing.
Two Central Intelligence agents, Americans, here deep in Bolivia, tourists.
All right, all right.
You must steal yourself, Reuben Winslow. be not deceived by external appearances.
No, don't be idiotic. I know they were up to something.
Watching us, then.
Yes.
And perhaps more than that. They were sent to watch us. Therefore, they must know of us. Why I am here, why you are here. It is very important that our activities are not known to the Americans.
Of course. Well, torture?
I'm afraid so. Tell him first of his colleague's death, the manner of it. That will be the beginning.
I greet you both. Well?
Let's go in and talk to Morton Prince, shall we? Bring your cigarettes.
And matches.
And matches.
So, that's the way of it. Summing's up okay. Morton and Phil Walker got to hear of it. They reported back to Curtis like I told you.
Something on the go within Bolivia.
Something that was bad enough to send them into the jungle?
They were last seen 5 days ago at San Felipe. That much we know.
And that's way inland?
Yeah, near the San Miguel River. Wild country. Jungle, leeches, snakes, and sometimes inimical Indians.
I still don't get why us.
Lee, you've worked Bolivia before, the attempted commie move there.
5 years back, yeah. But CIA has experts on South America.
We had, running short of them. Curtis told you that.
Yeah. Be there in 5 hours, huh?
Yeah, La Paz.
Well, we better try and get some sleep. And I was hoping to see Rio. Oh, boy.
Wow. Oh!
Mr. Prince. Oh.
There's nothing I can tell you, I swear it.
Please. A girl.
With pleasure.
Oh!
Attempted coup by the army. Present government is stable. Coup would be disastrous for our interests. Yet, not inland. He'd expect that at Cochabamba, La Paz itself.
Well, maybe those two guys found themselves some Latin broads and took off. Plain and simple.
Why inland? Thick jungle, impenetrable. What were they looking for? Why no clear statement back to CIA stateside about what they were doing?
Maybe, no time.
Must have been. Yeah, no time. They shoved inland fast. You're back to sleep, Johnny.
Yeah.
Why inland?
Please, I tell you, I don't know anything. Phil Walker suspected something, but I don't know what it was. He wouldn't tell me. That was the way we worked, I promise. He was my senior. He would have told me in time, but there wasn't time, see? You guys got us before he could even tell me what was going on. Hey, give me a break, will you? I won't talk. I won't tell anyone what happened. I'll say we went off on a drunk or something. I won't tell what happened to him. I won't. Oh, please. Please let me go. Let me go.
Leave him for the moment. Come, Mr. Winslow.
Let me go.
Come and sit down, Figel.
Burning with his cigarette. It was not enough. There are infinitely more amusing things that can be done to a human body.
None of them all, Figel. Well, I think perhaps it was that coward we should have thrown to the piranha.
It was one or the other. Prince is only just broken. We won't know he knows nothing.
You believe him?
Yes, I do.
I do not. I think he may be pretending. He knows.
It doesn't.
See what's up, Figueroa.
Are you trying to contact us? Over.
This is Armando. I've heard from La Paz that Air Bolivia Flight 163 has landed there. Three Americanos on board. They have booked in at the Nacional Hotel. Could be tourists. Over.
Have them watched. Notify us immediately if they leave La Paz. And ascertain their destination if they leave. Thank you for calling. Out. Three Americans have arrived at La Paz. Tourists, possibly?
And possibly not. Tao?
Three Americans arrived 2 days ago. Five yesterday. Three now. Perhaps nothing to worry about.
Central Intelligence must investigate their missing men.
Of course. But we shall be warned if any of them come inland. I think we shall all sleep now. In the morning, we shall go over your survey reports, Winslow.
You don't have to go over them. Those sinkings show uranium, all right, in fantastic quantities.
Very well. Then we shall begin mining. Enough locals?
A sufficiency. The second American?
Simple. Feed him to the fish.
Farm San Felipe?
We work from there, is all. Right now, I don't know in what direction.
It's kind of hot.
How far is Felipe? Hmm?
Well, 105 miles exactly.
You been here before?
Not here exactly, but Bolivia.
So why call us in?
Want me to be frank? We need your thinking. Curtis knows what he can do. I know as well.
Well, why didn't you tell us you know it's part of the world?
They teach us secretiveness in the CIA.
No, you're a great buddy to have.
I won't let you down.
I hope not. We're being followed?
No.
We are. Car behind us, I can hear it.
Huh? Can you see anything, Johnny?
You won't see a thing on this twisting mountain road, but it's there.
Hold on. Yes.
You're right. A car. But following us?
I think so. We'll wait for it.
So we've been trailed, huh?
Most like. Johnny, stop it when it comes up.
Okay. Hold it! Hold it! Holy a dame!
You going to San Felipe, miss?
Si, I go there now. Why for do you stop me?
You took off out of Cochabamba when we did. The noise of that engine is unmistakable. Let's find out more, Keith.
Sure.
You followed us.
No, I did not. What do you want? You wish to steal from me?
The black eyes, flashing black hair, skin like a green olive, satin smooth. Quite a honey.
Please, allow me to pass.
Like I said, you followed us.
I do not know what you speak.
We're pretty rough Americanos, honey. You could get hurt. Johnny, you got that knife on you?
Please, I will run you down.
I think we should use it on her. Cut her up a little.
Hmm? Oh, surely. Let me fetch it out.
No. No!
Mind if I join the joke?
Sure. Now we follow her.
The car's right here, Lee. Or at least down there, down that hill. Pretty smashed up.
Think she couldn't take the band, went over? We'd better go down. Let's see.
She drives fast. She managed to get some way ahead of us.
Sorry, Lee. I guess she knows these bends better than I do.
Lee, we gonna go down there or go back to Cochabamba or what?
We, find out where she ran to after letting that car of hers go over the cliff without her.
How do you mean?
Exactly what I said. Johnny, take a look around, see if you can find any prints. Dirt road should take prints.
So that's it, huh? Clever dame.
Not so clever.
Here, Lee. Fresh prints, small shoe, flat, no heel.
Old?
I'm not sure. Sharply defined, look new. Could be hers.
All right, let me feel.
Yeah, right in front of you, 6 inches to the right.
Okay. Well, it was made just 2 minutes ago, maybe.
Well, how do you know?
The way the rim of the depression, the print, crumbled when I ran my finger along it. It's newly made. No time to set hard. Wind, rain, or what have you. Kid stuff, Keith. Kid, Johnny. Let's follow her.
Kid stuff, huh?
Yeah, we don't exactly need you to hold our hands, Keith. Remind me to talk to Curtis Blumenthal about that when this case is done. Lead off, Johnny.
I must see to them. Oh, Figaro! Figaro!
Lisa!
Oh, this...
What is it? What is it?
The Americans left their paths for Cochabamba.
Yes.
Followed them from Cochabamba, as you instructed me.
So where are they?
Oh, they stopped me on the road. They said they would use a knife on me. I started the car. I drove away. They were out of sight. I drove faster. I left the car. I let it run over the cliff. And I ran here.
Never mind. Did they follow you?
No. They might, but only when they find out I was not in the car. But they cannot follow through the jungle.
Who said they cannot? So, you lead them to us. In a way, you were clever, staging the car accident. But it is not enough.
They are obviously CIA. So, what can we do?
What's going on? What's the matter?
A little incident at the Americans. I think, from what I heard, that they have followed Lisa to us.
Shall we pick up?
No. I am Chinese, Formosa. You are Ruben Winsor, surveyor. You, Figaro, our guide. Story we planned a long time ago. Let them come. We shall find there is no trouble.
And the huts here, the Indians?
We explore, that is all, for silver. Eh?
The American prince.
Hide him. Hide him well.
And I?
A friend of ours, a comfort to us in the jungles.
But did they ask why I ran from them?
They spoke of a knife, yes. You were frightened. Now enough, to the huts. Leave the talking to me.
Huts ahead. Hang on. Sitting outside one of the huts, that dame and two other guys. No, three.
All right. Let's go say hello.
Greetings. You are travelers?
Yeah, kind of.
I believe you have met Miss Rosario. You frightened her, you know. A knife, yes? She's a girl, easily frightened. She staged an accident to escape you.
A chink. Another guy who looks Spanish, the dame, and a beefy guy. Mustache.
We can help you in any way. Please, sit down.
Thanks. Okay, Johnny.
Something to drink? Some wine? Then you can be on your way. Such dangerous men. But we are armed, as you can see. Your business?
I think you know our business. You'll have had a shadow since La Paz.
I do not know what you mean. I am Theo Sen, an explorer.
My name's Winslow, surveyor.
And this is Figueroa Sanchez. Some wine. Elisa, please.
Wait a minute. Winslow guy has a gun next to him. Looks like a .375. Sanchez is toting a pistol with.
Well?
Winslow. Brings a bell somewhere. The voice.
What about my voice?
Very distinctive. You said something about wine.
You
of
said...
Of course. Lisa, bring the cold wine wiped.
Listen, who are you? And what do you want here?
A transcript of a trial 5 years back. case in Peru. Johnny and I looked in on it, passing up back to the States.
Johnny, who's
Johnny? Can we introduce ourselves? Sorry, Lee Masters. Johnny Bridges next to me. Keith Williams, FBI and CIA. Transcript of the trial was played back to us, remember, Johnny? You got off, Mr. Winslow. I think it was a fraud case, something to do with accepting money from outside sources to conduct surveys, minerals. Only you went on the binge. But there was talk of commie money through a Bolivian agent, Figuero.
Be very careful.
We thought they'd gun you down. Obviously they didn't. Got your services cheap this time, but watching you, dangling you on the end of a rope, eh? And you, Teo?
I'm a nationalist Chinese.
Formosa,
yeah. Things are going to bust any minute, Lee.
What are you doing here? You've no right to... Teo, you just sit here. I'm not going to...
Nice shooting, Johnny.
Teo and Figuero have run for it. Winslow is...
dead. Okay, let's hunt him down. We're not so bright after all. Take after them into the jungle, they lay a trap. Teo to that side with a revolver and Figuero with that hunting rifle.
And I'm out of ammo, Lee. I'd be coming in for the kill. Well, why doesn't Keith get on down here?
Still hunting up his two colleagues, if they're alive. Johnny, the water is shallow there?
Yeah.
Careful.
About 3 feet. Pull the curves to our right. Thick trees there. We're going to get across?
We're going to pretend to go across. Cut your leg or arm, Johnny. You got a hand knife?
Yeah.
Do it. And get as much blood on a handkerchief as you can. We're going to break for the river, you leading. At the trees, we duck back into the forest. They'll follow. Now get a stone, weigh down the handkerchief. When we're hiding again, and before they're on us, throw it all into the river.
The things I do for Uncle Sam.
Getting closer. It's our lives or theirs, Johnny. You all set?
Yeah. We run for the shallows, turn away into the forest again, and I throw the handkerchief into the water. You want them to think we've crossed?
Sure. And they'll cross. Piranha, the man-eating fish, doesn't like shallows, but it does like blood. It'll come to the shallows for the blood on your handkerchief. Okay. Let's make it. Hurl it into the river, Johnny.
Hey, girl, quickly this way.
Yes, look. Look, they must have crossed the river.
Come,
we cross.
See now. Here.
Us or them, Johnny.
Lee, Johnny, you okay? I found Martin Prince. Walker was murdered. You guys okay?
Yeah. Prince will tell us what it was all about, I guess. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Veek.